This is tape number 2 of the interview of Dr. Alan Code of Seneca on June 25th, 1990, for the Black Heritage Project of the Upper Piedmont. I am Yolanda Harrell. Dr. Code, on the last tape when we were talking about camp meetings, and do you remember, did people stay overnight at the camp when you were a child?
No.
They were pretty much day meetings?
Yeah.
Who led the services back then?
Who did what?
Who led the services? Do you remember any names?
No, not by name, but the various churches in the community had a time.
Uh-huh.
And they led the service during that time.
What churches would these be?
St. James, Bethel Grove, Church in Pendleton.
Uh-huh. And each one of those would take a time.
Yeah.
Now, when we were talking, you said your mother said their camp meetings lasted a week.
Last week, yeah.
Right. And so people would spend the night back then,
right.
Wouldn't they?
Right.
And from what you were saying, you said they were more orderly and religious back
right.
then?
Right.
Do you remember your...
I was religious-oriented, but the people weren't religious because they were selling liquor and, I guess, beer, but no whiskey.
Right.
And,
So they set out to be religious with the minister and everything, but they didn't turn out?
Right.
Always that way. Do you remember your older relatives talking about camp meetings that
no.
they attended when
no.
they were young?
No.
Except that your mother said that hers lasted.
My mother talked about it.
Yeah. And but she didn't say anything about it except that they lasted a week and were more
right.
religious. Uh-huh. Did you attend any singing conventions when you were young?
No, I was a teenager before I started attending singing conventions. Didn't care about them.
Didn't care for them
no.
that much. Uh-huh.
They were doing just note singing.
Right.
Round note singing, they called it. Uh-huh. I didn't care about that.
You weren't really interested.
No.
Did you go just one time?
I went to camp meeting one time.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, only once the
only
camp
one.
Meeting.
Yeah.
How about singing convention? You just tried that once,
yeah, yeah.
too?
Yeah, no, I went to several camps.
Oh, you went to several.
Several singing conventions, yeah.
How often did they attend, people go to singing conventions then? Were they once a year, too?
No. Different church would have them
mm-hmm.
at different times.
I see.
They were pretty frequent.
Oh, they were? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what time of year were they held?
Summertime.
In the summer?
Yeah.
And were they held during the day?
During the day.
Mm-hmm. For several days?
No, just one day.
Oh, one day?
One day at a time, yeah.
What were they like? Were they contests or what?
No, they weren't contests as such, as we know of contests, but they were contests because this one would sing and this one would sing and this one would sing like that.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know of any judging situation that was in it.
I see. Did you have a favorite song when you back at that age or when you went to the convention or just when you went to regular church or just...
I had a favorite song when I went to regular church, but not the convention.
Yeah. What was your song? Or what were some of the songs you liked?
Trust and Obey, one.
Mm-hmm.
Another song that won't come to me right now, but I have another song that I care a lot for.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll come back later when we're talking generally about some questions. We'll see about what other song that you liked.
Okay.
What about popular music? Was there anything in there that
no,
you like?
No, just popular music.
Right. Did you ever attend singing schools when you were little or a teenager?
No.
Were there any occasions that you knew of when black and white people came together and to worship when you were small? I'm speaking of, not now.
No. It seemed to me that the Pentecostal church had joint program.
Uh-huh. That particular church, but
yeah.
but not the others. What kinds of groups were there within your church? For instance, were there any women's groups in your church
yes.
when you were small? Uh-huh.
Yeah, missionary. Women were missionaries.
Oh, missionary society.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what would they do? Would they meet real often or once a month? Or?
They met monthly, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was your mother a member of that?
Yeah.
And what about your men? Were there any groups for them?
No group for men, as far as I remember.
Right. Okay. Were there any youth groups of any kind for church?
Yes.
Oh, there were?
Yes. NY Methodist Youth Fellowship.
Uh-huh. Were you a member of that?
Yes.
And how often did you all meet?
Once a month.
Okay, also once a week.
Yeah.
Did your group and the mission, the women's mission group, both meet at church always?
Church always.
Uh-huh. Didn't meet in people's homes or anything, just in church.
In church.
And were they held, like, after church or in the evening or when?
In the evening.
Oh, in the evening.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
At the church. Usually on Sunday?
Usually on Sunday.
Uh-huh. We're going to go to education now, Dr. Code. And where did you go to school when you were little, when you were a child? First of all, how old were you when you first started school? Do you remember?
6 years old.
Right, okay. To your best of your recollection, because of your giving yourself a birth date, I just thought of that.
Right.
Where did you go to school when you were small?
Pinewood Elementary School.
Pinewood Elementary now?
Yeah, well, that's all they had. Basically.
How big a school was that?
3 teachers.
Oh, so there was more than one classroom in the school?
Yeah.
So there's a three-room classroom?
Three-room building.
Three-room building.
Yeah.
Can you describe it to me in a little bit?
Yes, it was a large hall upstairs. And downstairs you had 3 rooms.
Uh-huh.
And we had regular church pews for seats.
I see. You used the pews for seats.
Right.
Did you have any kind of desk or something to write on?
Yes, it had an old-fashioned desk that you could lift up.
Oh, in front of the bench or what? Because if you sat in pews, how did that work?
Well, now, that's a different thing.
Uh-huh.
When you sat in pews, that's all you had.
That's all you had. And what did you write on, like a slate or something?
Slate, yeah. We had a slate in the early days.
Uh-huh. Was it an actual slate or a pad?
No, slate.
It was a slate.
You could dab it and erase it, wipe it off.
And what did you use to write with?
Yeah, a slate pencil.
So a slate pencil and a slate and something to wipe it off with?
Yeah, right.
And that's what you used at first,
right.
You sat in the pew bench.
Right.
And you had one teacher for your class.
One teacher for
Do you have any idea what her name was? Do you remember her?
Yes. Essie Sampson.
Essie Sampson?
Sampson, my first teacher.
Uh-huh.
In fact, she taught me for the first 3 grades.
Oh, I see. You had grades 1 through 3 for
right.
her in that same room.
Same room, yeah.
So when she was teaching you in first grade, she had a second and third grade in the same classroom,
right? Yeah.
And she would take turns
mm-hmm.
with them. Did you learn the basic things like reading, writing, arithmetic, that kind of thing?
In that class, yes.
Uh-huh. Now, what time did the school day start? When did it begin?
9 o'clock.
And when did it end?
3.
And did you have a regular lunch time?
Yes, we had. We call it a recess, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how long did that last about?
Don't remember how long.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember how long.
Did you bring your lunches?
Yes.
What kind of a lunch would you bring from home?
Monday, might have biscuit and a sausage biscuit or ham biscuit, something like that,
uh-huh.
on Monday. The rest of the week, we had sweet potatoes.
For heaven's sake.
Yeah.
You remember that?
That's oh, I know
going
that.
Back a long way. And you remember you had sweet potatoes the rest of the week?
Yeah.
Why sausage and biscuit on Monday and sweet potatoes
the
rest?
Well, you had a Sunday dinner, which had a little extra on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
And whatever was left from Sunday dinner, we got it for Monday lunch.
Oh, for goodness sake. And so when that was gone, then you had to go to the sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes, which was delicious.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Yes.
Did your mother, she baked or roasted them the night before for you?
Yes,
my goodness. What kinds of, you said you had a recess. Did you go outside to play?
Went outside to play, yes.
Well, what kinds of games or ball did you play? Or did you, what did y'all do at recess?
Baseball and hop and skip and the children games.
Right, little games. Uh-huh. Did the boys mostly play ball?
Boys play ball for the most part.
Uh-huh. Now, You told me that, what was the name of the school again? Pinewood School?
Pinewood Elementary School.
And where was this located?
In Pinewood.
In Pinewood?
Yeah.
Okay. And this was, how far did you have to walk to go to school?
A mile and a half.
Okay, so it wasn't too far from
you. No, it wasn't too bad.
Okay. You told me who your first teacher was. Where did she live?
A home of Sumter. But she boarded in Pinewood.
So she would board with a family?
Yes,
with a family. While she was teaching?
Yes.
Did the other teachers do that too?
Yes, all the teachers boarded somewhat, with some family.
Some family right around in Pinewood. But she was from Sumter, South Carolina. What kind of training did she have, or do you have any idea?
High school.
She went just through high school?
High school, yeah.
Now, you mentioned two other teachers in the school. Do you know their names?
Yes. Ms. Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
And Reverend Scott.
Oh, so there was a man teacher?
A man teacher.
And Reverend Sky, I take it, was a preacher.
Preacher, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Local preacher.
Local preacher.
Preacher, pastor in the community.
He preached what?
Pastor in the community.
Oh, he was a pastor in the community.
Yeah.
Which church?
St. James UME Church.
Oh, the UME in that area.
Yeah.
Right. So he was a pastor on Sunday, but taught school during the week.
During the week, yeah.
Now, what grades did Mrs. Richardson teach?
I'm not sure, but I think second grade.
Mm-hmm. And Reverend Scott, what did he teach?
First and third grade.
I see. So, the one teacher you had taught first through third, but they taught, they also taught the lower grades, and they had some of the other children.
Right.
Is that how it worked
right.
out? They broke it down some. After you, I gathered that you only went to Pinewood for 3 years. Right, and then you had to go somewhere else?
Yes, and you finished Pinewood, you had to go to Sumter.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we get to that, I just thought of a question I should have asked. Both of those teachers, did they both, well, Reverend Scott was in the community already because he was a minister, so he wouldn't board, he probably lived in his own
right.
home. But Mrs. Richardson, did she board also?
Her husband was a preacher, she stayed there.
So she lived right in the town,
right.
too. And they had, you know, what kind of training did Ms. Richardson and Reverend Scott have?
As far as I know, high school.
Also high school.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now, when you left Pinewood Elementary, you said you went to school in Sumter?
Right.
And what grade, and you started fourth grade there?
No, I started seventh grade when I went to Sumter.
Well, what happened to the grades in between?
We got them in Pinewood.
Oh, by that time, Pinewood had gone had extended.
Yeah, it had gone to the seventh grade.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Because the way you talked originally, it sounded like you only had
three grades. No, it went to the seventh grade.
Oh, then it continued to the seventh grade.
Yes.
Okay. Did some other teachers come in, or did
No, when I left, there were three teachers.
Well, you left there with three teachers,
yeah.
And they were now teaching fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh as
right.
well. Okay. The same three that you had had before, or some different
teachers? No, Reverend Parker taught me in sixth and seventh grade.
I see. And who did you have for fourth and fifth?
Ms. Richardson.
Oh, you had Ms. Richardson then.
Yeah.
So you had Ms. Richardson for fourth and fifth, and Reverend Parker, another minister,
yeah.
for sixth and seventh.
Right.
And he was in the neighborhood too, I take
right.
it.
Right.
And had
he pastored the AME Church in Remini.
In Remini was where he was a minister.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so you went through that school for first through seventh. And then at that time you went to
Kendall Institute.
Okay. And what was Kendall Institute?
Presbyterian School.
Presbyterian Church
yeah.
School.
Yeah.
Parochial. And where was that located?
Sumter.
That was in Sumter.
Yes. Yeah.
And was that sort of like a middle school? As we would call it today?
We'd call it now middle school, yeah.
Middle school. But then it was a
1 through 12.
Oh, it went
it's
one.
It's a boarding school. Oh. Primarily a boarding school.
So you went there and boarded?
No, I stayed.
You didn't have to board?
I boarded, but didn't board at home. I stayed with a cousin of ours in Sumter.
Oh, you lived with a cousin while you
yeah. did?
I think you mentioned that earlier when we were talking about that cousin. Who was that cousin that you lived with?
Reverend W.M. Wally.
Dr. Wallen. Reverend Wally.
Reverend Wally.
Reverend Wally. And he was a cousin, and he lived in Sumter.
Sumter.
And you stayed with him from, for how many years?
7th grade through 12th.
Well, right through high school?
Yeah.
That you stayed with him. So you had, you received your equivalent of a junior high school and high school education in Sumter
in
then.
Sumter. Right.
Who were some of the teachers that you had there?
I don't remember one. That's Miss Ruth Foster.
Mm-hmm. What did she teach?
She started with the 7th grade, and I think she taught math, I believe.
Uh-huh.
But various classes came to her for math, but I was one of the 7th grade, one of the classes she taught in math.
You especially like math, but you remember her?
I did then, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But you can't name some of the other teachers that you had through the years?
No.
But you took, again, basic high school courses like math and history and
Science. Yeah.
And English, those kinds of things. Did they have physical education, too, back then?
No.
Any music courses or art courses or anything of that nature?
Music, but music was group music.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have individual music.
Right. So now when you graduated from the school, then you had a high school diploma.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember who was principal of the school when you were there?
When I left the high school there, O.A. Parker was principal of the school.
Uh-huh. Now, those teachers, did they have more of an education than just...
Parker had a bachelor's degree.
He did?
Yeah.
Do you know where, from where?
Allen University.
What university?
Allen University.
Allen, yes.
That's just a name now. It wasn't a university, but that was the name of the school, Allen University.
Okay.
It was not a university.
It wasn't a university.
Just a college, yeah.
What was it? Was it just a junior college?
It went from 1 through 12.
Allen University
did?
Oh, so he really just had their high school equivalency too?
Yeah.
Now, did most of those teachers live at home in Sumter, or did they board?
They live at home. Reverend Parker lived, he was pastor in Antioch, A.M.E. Church.
Uh-huh.
And Antioch had a parsonage, and he lived in the parsonage there.
He lived right in the parsonage?
Yeah.
Right. That school, I didn't get to ask you to describe it. What was the size of your, of that? What was the name of that school again? The parochial school? I can't think of the name. Kendall Preparatory School, right?
Well, that would be, but they just called it Kendall Institute then.
Kendall Institute.
Yeah, because it was controlled by the Presbyterian Church.
That's right, you told me that. Now, what was that building like? How many rooms and what was the size?
That was a stone building.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember how many rooms it had.
Uh-huh. But it was a much larger building than you were in before.
Because upstairs was a dormitory.
Oh, that's right. Uh-huh.
And the classroom was downstairs, but I don't remember how many.
Because some people boarded right in the building.
Right in the building, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you boarded with this cub. You lived with the cubs.
Yeah, I was right around the corner.
Oh, I was going to ask you how long it would take you to school.
Oh, 5-6 minutes.
It was just a block or so away.
Yeah, block and a half away. Yeah.
Mm, so you were real close. Now, did they have a regular break for lunch? And
yes.
Now, was there lunch served in the school, or did you bring it from home again?
I brought it from home.
Mm-hmm. What kind of lunches did you bring then?
Sweet potato.
Still bringing sweet potatoes.
Yeah, that was the basic lunch thing. So.
It was.
Yes.
It was.
Puerto Rico yam, we called it that.
Puerto Rico yam?
Yeah.
I never heard that.
That's red meat potato.
Red meat?
Yeah.
How was that prepared? How did y'all fix that to eat?
You fix it anyway, but we did both bacon.
Bacon, yeah. Yeah, I think they taste best that way, but I just wondered. Did your mother or father attend school, either one?
Both stopped school in the 2nd grade.
Oh, they just went to 1st and 2nd.
Yeah, they had what they called a Blueback Webster with that basic textbook in those days.
Uh-huh.
And that textbook was divided up into various levels.
Uh-huh.
1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and 6th, like that.
Right. And they just got through the...
Second grade.
Was it hard for them to get to school? Was that why they stopped, or they were needed, or what?
No, education just was not thought it was important beyond reading and writing.
Right.
Everybody thought you should read and write, but beyond that, it wasn't necessary.
Didn't really think you needed it because you mostly farmed and,
right.
and stuff. What about their parents, their grandparents? Did they have any schooling?
No.
None at all?
No.
Okay. So your parents' school was quite different from yours because you went right on through school and they
right.
only had that first couple of years. What about any other older relatives? Did any of them go to school or have any schooling?
My second brother finished high school.
He did?
I believe in Norfolk, Virginia.
Boy, Norfolk?
Yeah.
Oh, what high school did he go to? Do you
I
have any
know.
Idea?
No.
You don't know what it was, Booker T. Washington?
I don't know.
Okay, I just wondered. Now, we were talking about your family. The first child was John. Did he do any schooling at all?
No.
He didn't?
No, beyond sixth grade.
Oh, he went from first to sixth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said Hamilton went to high school in
yeah,
Norfolk.
He finished high school, yeah.
In Norfolk. Okay. Did he go to college or
no.
anything? Okay. What about your sister, Mary Spann? Did she, how far through school did she go?
Sixth or seventh grade.
Uh-huh. And your brother, Willie, did he have any schooling?
No, it was difficult for him to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And they just stopped him and put him on the farm for the early.
I see, because he just had trouble learning.
Right, right.
Okay, and what about Ella J?
Ella did very well. She went through the fifth or sixth grade.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay. And Maggie? Did she go?
Maggie had difficulty in learning. Maggie stopped school in the third or fourth grade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then some of these didn't live. I know now Jarriott. Did Jarriott go to school?
Jared didn't live beyond 12 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did he have any schooling?
He went to school. When he died, he was in school.
He was.
Yeah.
So he went for a while then.
Yeah, he did a job.
Oh, my goodness. So he was actually going through maybe as high as sixth grade or something by that time. And then there's you. And then the Viola and Pauline were babies when
baby.
He died, so
yeah.
they wouldn't have had any school.
Pauline was 12 years old, but Viola was a baby.
Oh, Pauline was 12. Did she have any schooling before she?
Yeah, she was in school when she died.
Oh, she was also?
Yeah.
So, as much it was as possible, your brothers and sisters did go to school. You're the only one that graduated through from high school then. Oh, except for Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Both of you.
Yeah.
Now, did Hamilton go into any other schooling beyond that?
No.
No. But you did, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and tell me about your schooling after you left high school. Where did you go?
I went to Temple University for 1 year.
Oh, Temple?
Yeah, in Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia, yeah. How did you get to go to Temple? What drew you there, or was there
I had a sister living in Philadelphia. Stayed with them at the Temple University.
Which sister was this?
Mary.
Mary, mm-hmm. All right. That was a... Child number three.
Yeah.
So Mary was in Philadelphia.
Yeah, right. She was married and lived in Philadelphia.
And so you were able to stay with them and go to Temple.
Yeah. Well,
that's a great school. Did you graduate from Temple?
No, I only went there one year.
1 year. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And what did you do after that year?
Stayed off for a while. I went to A&T, State University in Greensboro.
In Greensboro, South?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Greensboro, North Carolina, A&T.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar. What does the A&T stand for?
Agriculture and Technical College.
Okay. And that was in Greensboro?
Greensboro.
Now, how long did you go there?
Must have been 2 summers.
2 summers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After taking off a little time from Temple?
Yeah.
Was there a reason that you didn't stay in Temple? Did you not like the school or the studies?
I liked Temple and ranked third in my class at Temple.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In fact, Dean Walk, who was one of my teachers, said I was the best black student he ever taught.
My goodness. Were you one of few black students at that time? Was it?
Mm-hmm.
How many black students were going to Temple?
There were 2 in my class.
Mm-hmm. So everybody else was white, so
right.
you were really...
Right.
Why didn't you continue there, or was it a personal reason you'd rather not tell me?
No. I ranked third in my class at Temple.
Yeah, you did well.
And I wanted to test the waters of education to see how well I could stand up with international students.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And next time I went to school, I went for my master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
After I had a refresher course at Clemson Temple, I decided to go on to get my master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
Then I wanted to get to a school where I had international application.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to University of Michigan.
I see. But when you left Temple, you just had the 1 year, you said?
1 year.
And so then you went to A&T in 2 summers. And where did you finally get your degree?
University of Michigan.
That's when you went to University of Michigan?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that was your, and you went there because you thought you could have more international studies?
Yeah, it was a bigger school.
University of Michigan is huge.
Yeah.
Was it big then, too?
The big then, yeah.
Even then?
Yeah, uh-huh. We had 18,000 students in summer school there.
My goodness. So you were going in the summer first?
First. Started the summer, yeah.
Yes, sir. Did you, were you one of the few black students?
Very few black students then.
I was going to say, there just weren't very many then at all.
No. Uh-huh.
Was that tough?
Wasn't tough for me. Uh-huh. I couldn't beat academically.
Right. Same with Temple. Was that hard? Well, you did third, so it couldn't have been so hard.
No.
When you were at the University of Michigan then, did you complete your education, your undergraduate degree there? I mean, did you get a BA or a BS or?
MA there.
You got an MA?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you get a BA or a BS in something? What was your major?
I got that from Benedict College of Columbia.
Oh, okay. So you got a BS or a BA in what was the subject?
BS.
BS in what?
Bachelor of Science degree.
Bachelor of Science degree?
Yeah.
In what subject, though, or subjects?
Biology was my major.
Biology?
Yeah.
In biology in Benedict. And where's Benedict College located?
Columbia.
In Columbia.
Still there.
Yes, I've heard of it, but I didn't remember it being. So it's in Columbia, and that's where you went. Then you went back to Michigan for your master's?
Master's, yeah.
Oh, very good. Okay. Did I have that confused? Did you go to Michigan after Benedict or both?
After Benedict.
Okay. So you didn't go to Michigan until you were ready to do your master's.
Right.
And you went to Benedict after Temple and got your Bachelor of Science degree in biology.
Yeah, Benedict, yes.
Okay, I was mixed up. Something I wanted to ask you. And that Benedict College, was that more of a black college? Or
that was a totally black college.
Totally black at that time.
We had white teachers, but the student body was black.
Student body was black.
Yeah.
Right. And I imagine you did well there, too.
Yeah, I did very well.
Yeah, I was going to say, your background, with what you've done before, it sounded as if you would do well. Was there any particular reason why you chose biology? Did you like the sciences the most?
Well, I always liked the sciences.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my major in college.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when you went to Michigan and got your master's degree, what did you get your master's in?
Education.
Education,
yeah.
At that time. And what year did you get your master's there? Dr. Code?
1955.
Oh, so you went back much later to get
I taught for many years here.
I see. Now, after you got your, when you got your bachelor's degree at Benedict, what year was that?
1935.
I see. So we're talking a lot of time in between to get your degree. So you were teaching in between.
I take that? When I came out of school in 1935,
mm-hmm.
I began teaching that year.
Yes, sir.
And went to summer school.
Uh-huh. When you graduated from high school, what year was that?
I think 1930, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So you were, and then you taught, you said, for a while. Where did you teach?
Here.
Right here.
My first job was here.
Right here in Santa?
Yeah.
What school?
Oconee County Training School.
I see. And what did you teach?
Biology, General Science, and Math.
Oh, Biology, General Science,
and Math.
And Math. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And you taught for quite a while before you were able to go ahead and get your degree. I see. That's good that you could.
I think I taught for 9 years.
Mm. So back that time, in the black schools, you could teach with just the high school. Well, you said that's what your teachers had.
Yes.
With the high school diploma. And So then that one of my questions down here was, how many years did you attend school? Well, all through grade school when you graduated. And when you graduated high school, what were your options when you finished school? Was it mostly teaching? Did that seem to be the biggest thing or what?
Teaching, law, and medicine.
Oh.
Those three options open to us.
I see. So, all told, you had a high school graduation, you got a BS and a master's. Now I call you Dr. Code. Did you go on and get a PhD?
No, that's an honorary degree from Wofford College.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
When you, after you became an educator, after you were teaching for a while?
Yeah, I was put on Wofford Trustee Board. That chair there is a result of a gift they give you when you serve 12 years.
Okay, so you're pointing to a chair that's a beautiful black rocker trimmed in gold.
Right.
That has a Wofford, looks like a Wofford, what do you call that, medallion or insignia on the back of it.
Right.
And this was given to you as a gift?
Yeah.
And what year was that, Dr. Code? That's all right.
don't know.
And when you received that, you also received the honorary degree?
No.
Oh, no, not the same year.
No.
That was another time.
I received on that later.
Right. Well, you received that when you were on the Board of Trustees.
On the Board of Trustees. Completed my tenure on the Board of Trustees.
After you finished serving on the board,
yeah.
That's when they gave
that's
you
right.
the chair.
That's
How
right.
long did you serve on the Board of Trustees?
12 years.